Joining us now on the KSRO Lifeline is the new chair of the Board of Supervisors, James Gore. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Supervisor.
Hey, Michelle. Good to have you.
And I do want to ask you about something that is normally more a bit of a formality, choosing a new supervisor to lead the board. This time around, it was a little bit different. Can you explain the process for us?
Yeah, usually we move in a rotation. It's not a rotation of like District 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's adapted over the years, but it was going to be Supervisor Corsi from District 3, and then I was going to be the vice chair and go next year. Supervisor Corsi and I, over the course of this past year, talked a lot about if it would be him or I, because he was only going to be in his second year on the board and move into the chair spot. And the chair spot isn't like the leader of the free world, right?
Let's
be real. You run the meetings, you make sure you're effective, you work collaboratively with your colleagues. You're the, as one of my colleagues, Rabbit, calls it, the first of equals at best, right? And try and facilitate progress for the board. But, you know, Chris stood up and said, hey, there's been some dissent, especially around the redistricting issue, and focused on, was in the article and yesterday talking about him and Supervisor Hopkins. And I thought it was pretty mature. He said, you know, there's been a lot of angst, and I want to be a part of lowering the temperature in the room. And so I want to defer this position for a year and be vice chair and have Supervisor Gore step up. And so we did it. But, you know, the article and the other stuff makes it pretty inflammatory. But I'll tell you what, I mean, we're all public servants. All my colleagues are good people and care about this county. And so onward ho.
Okay, so you're not the leader of the free will, but what does it mean being the new chair?
Well, you really focus on setting the agenda and framing the issues. And, you know, I think one of the things that you guys know, too, is that even in your situation, is that framing the issues is very important as well, right? How they come before you, how they're set up, who you have sit before you and testify, how you do those things. So, you know, the key for me is to make sure that I do that in conjunction then the best for my colleagues, right? We've had times in the past where maybe a chair kind of got too far over their skis and started to act like, you know, the mayor of the county as opposed to the appointed chair by their colleagues. And so my goal is to make sure that, you know, my colleagues, that their priorities are on the agenda, and that's leadership, right? Leadership is not saying I all the time, it's saying we. So, you know, we've dealt with this through fires and floods, and I feel like we're in a place to create function instead of dysfunction.
Now, you do have the ability to set agendas, and I'm certain that there are things that are very important for you, very important for people in your district. What kinds of things are you going to focus on in this next year?
Well, the first thing is, you know, outside of, as we're talking about this, you know, the family, the county family, and how we're working, I mean, yesterday we reviewed an item that went over the $120 million that we put into roads, you know, over the past 8 to 9 years. That's more than any county in California. You know, how that's showing on the ground and literally on the ground in terms of our, pavement condition index and the improvements that are being made. We have the $96 million in the America Rescue Plan Act that's going to be hitting the ground. There's a lot of projects that have already been decided upon. There's more that are still coming to our board. We have $10 million in climate action funds that we dedicated out of the PG&E settlement. Another $5 million we're putting towards strategic plan stuff. I mean, I could go over a litany of things, but for my, you know, my gumption and my passion, it's really all of us making sure that we're a more resilient and resolute county and a community, that we're not fearful every time there's a fire or that it doesn't rain. And so establishing more drought resilience and fire resilience. And I know these are the priorities of my board members. So those kind of things are right there in line with homelessness and affordable housing. And it's really about getting things done together. None of us are omnipotent in our authority locally. So we got to make sure that we align resources and get it done.
Do you have like a mini State of the Union as far as to how the county's doing in regards to coronavirus?
Yeah, the answer is, like a lot of other counties, it's okay. And the real question that we have to ask ourselves is what comes next, right? So Omicron, the Omicron variant, our caseload is up. We got a report in yesterday. Obviously, a lot. We're not at the high level of like the 85-90% of our cases being Omicron, but it is starting to dominate here in the area. The real question that we have is, as always, is not just the amount of cases and who's getting sick and to what level, but specifically is how is our medical system responding? Do we have enough ICU beds? So we have been able to hold there, and those are our hospital partners who run that. The big question, I would say, is really what happens from now forward. We're at 85% of our population in Sonoma County having at least one vaccine, 75-78% having both. So the boosters and other things moving forward, we're seeing a lot of other communities continue to push on mandates. We know that vaccines and boosters decrease the severity of it, and so I want to figure out how we make sure that we support science and support vaccines and boosters, and then we find the right way of living with risk, because we don't want to go back to those dark days of everything paralyzed, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's how to make sure that people feel comfortable. People are normalizing with masks and other things, but we gotta make sure that it's real. We don't just bite our nose to spite our face in terms of how we respond to this.
And then real quick, can I ask you, is there any plan from the county to increase testing sites? And know that tests are very hard to find, especially as this holiday surge has hit Sonoma County.
Yeah, so we talked about this yesterday specifically. The difficulty is that we are like we were at the beginning of coronavirus when we had a scarcity of a different resource, which was the swabs. I don't know if you remember, but we only did those PCR tests, which were the deep swab test
right.
that would take, 3 to 4 days. And so, we don't have the supplies. The stores don't have the supplies to keep up with the demand right now. We do have a stockpile in the county that came through the state that we're deploying through our health clinics, but it also comes with a lot of bureaucracy. We have to report out, but it's also there are boxes of like 60 tests per box, so they have to be administered by professionals who are certified. You know all this stuff that you have to deal with. So we're deploying those over the now and through the next 4 to 6 months to get those out into the community. But they're not going to satiate the demand out there. There's a lot more demand, and so I think the other thing that's crazy is we do know a lot of people have stockpiles of them. They prepared. I needed one the other day to go see somebody, and I posted on Facebook, and a friend brought some over to me. So share them with your family and your friends if you need to.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to do until things calm down a bit. Thank you so much for talking with us, and we look forward to talking with you for the rest of the year.
Yeah, likewise. Appreciate you all.
That is the new chair of the Board of Supervisors, James Gore.